On January 13, 1999, Haemin Lee, an 18-year-old senior at Woodlawn High School in the northern Baltimore suburbs, rushed out of school at the end of the school day, saying she needed to get somewhere. She needed to go meet someone. Someone she called Dawn. She was never seen alive again, except by her killer. In the weeks after that, the police were up against a blank wall. But 28 days after that hurried departure from school, Hayes' body was discovered in the woods of Leakin Park. What had been a missing person case was now a homicide. Eventually, a young man named Adnan Syed, who had been Hayes' boyfriend until the previous December, was arrested, charged, and convicted. And he served over 20 years for this murder, a murder that I believe he did not commit. Today, he is walking around a free man, but he still has the cloud of being a convicted murderer over his head, because his sentence was commuted to time served, but his conviction was not vacated. In the meantime, who was this Dawn, whom Hay said she was rushing to meet? Well, that would be the young man who was her current boyfriend at the time, Don Kleindienst III. He was questioned several times by the police, the Baltimore County Police, that is, before Hay's body was found, and he was called to testify at trial, but he has never been really looked at seriously as a suspect. What I plan to do in this podcast, Haemin Lee Mysteries Resolved, is to make my case against Dawn Kleindienst, to lay out the case in detail, with logic, with evidence, and within the framework of a timeline. It has been surprising to me to realize that this has never been done. Yes, Dawn has been looked at. Yes, various suspicious ideas and elements about him have been brought to light, but no one's ever laid out a case. I'm going to do that. I want to transfer the cloud of suspicion over Adnan's head to Dawn's head, where I believe it belongs. Along the way, in this series of podcast episodes, I'm going to be looking at other characters in this tragedy, people who have had very misleading stories told about them, including Jay Wilds, Alonzo Sellers, Asia McClain, and even Dawn's current wife, Robin. I hope you'll come along with me as I drop a new episode every week about this puzzling, but in the end, I believe, a solvable case. Stay tuned for episode 1 that will be dropping later this week, and tune in every week as we explore this case together. Thanks for listening. I'm Debbie Simons. I've been obsessed with this case for over a decade, and I hope to put it to rest.